Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Turn the music off.
Bum from a tree.
Hey,
bum
frog boy.
From a tree.
Yep. This is your fault, dude.
This is your fault.
Okay.
Your fault.
Yep.
Yeah. The dude wasn't even starting.
We got a bum problem in Miami.
Walks in there
and
just lights the Heat's ass up like a Christmas tree. Thanks a lot. I told you yesterday during the show not to mess with that.
Yeah. This is good. Leroy, you want anything?
No.
Oh, no, he can curse. Oh, okay. Everybody can curse. Wow, everybody knows this is Leroy. Your fault.
Leroy, you know what? It's strange. I didn't expect such maturity from you, but you know what? Let me just go ahead and begin to commend you on your maturity. Now,
maturity.
If you would allow me to address Peter Panera over here. You have the nerve to fear Klay Thompson because, what, he had 28 points? He
shot the first time since January.
He shot the ball 20 times, dude. What do you expect?
What do I expect? He didn't miss.
Actually, 20 times, and he did miss, but he just made a lot of threes. Jesus Christ, can we close out?
Well, he's one of the best to ever do that.
Well, he shot 14 of them, dude.
He shot over 50% from the floor.
No way.
Did he?
Marcos.
Man, how do you end up? Wait,
you're going to argue. You're going to sit up, here and argue you that you didn't have a good.
How do you end up with 28 points and you only make 6 threes? Without shooting 50%, he shot 20 shots.
Still won over 50%.
Are you trying to make the argument that he didn't have a good game yesterday?
I think he had a mediocre game and everyone is blowing it out. If Klay Thompson is your leading scorer, you did your thing as a defense. The problem is putting up 17 points in the fourth quarter. You don't think that weighed into the outcome a little bit more than Klay Thompson's 20 shots yesterday?
Hey, man. If the guy hasn't even been starting for them and he goes out there and lights it up out of nowhere, what am I to deduce other than you jinxed it?
I think the only thing more impressive than Klay Thompson's performance yesterday is your ability to get in and out of your green leotards, Peter Pan pizza.
What
sick
is
of you, dude.
About this? What is not going on about this? I told you yesterday, I warned you.
No one's fearful of Klay Thompson, dude. He had a decent game. Thank God Klay Thompson back to, what, Hall of Fame form because he had 28 points on 20 shots.
Are you trying to argue that 28 points is not that impressive?
I think 28 points on 20 shots is the least you can do.
Wait, he shot 50%. He's shooting threes.
6 for 14 from three.
He thinks okay. Klay Thompson, he thinks should, so it should wait, be a parade wait, to wait, the wait, free throw line for wait, Klay wait. Thompson.
So wait. If he had, he was 6-for-14 from three.
Yeah.
And he shot 20 shots.
Yep.
Right? That means he damn near made everything else.
Garbage time buckets.
Because that's only 18 points, and he had 28.
So you really think it's this dominant takeover by Klay Thompson, or is it the inept offense that only scored 37 second-half points? I mean, 93 points, dude?
Hey, the inept offense definitely had a play in it, but also Klay Thompson having his first good game since January after your ass has been roasting him, and you did it as he walked into the building. Yeah, I think, you know, some word got to him.
Well, you know what, Klay? You're listening on the way to the arena. I hope you're listening on the way to boarding your airplane back to Golden State or wherever the hell you guys are going next. You're still a bum, dude. 28 points on 20 shots? You it's the least you can do.
You keep saying that like that's a bad thing. It's not like he scored 28 points on 35 shots.
I mean, he was on the way. He shot more than Steph Curry. Who does he think he
is? If he would have kept that up, he would have scored 40.
Yeah,
the pace that he was at yesterday at three.
It would have taken him another 3.5 games because you know that he
I don't think you know math.
Slumped, dude. He only has
right
four
now,
good quarters in him.
Marcos.
We're lucky he didn't go
in
to overtime.
Efforts to explain the averageness of what Klay Thompson did last night.
It wasn't average. Math, it was below average.
Your math is horrible. Okay. Wait.
Yep.
Let's do it this way. If he was 6-for-14 in threes. And 14. He shot 20 shots, right? That means in six more shots, he got 10 points, right?
Layups, dude.
It doesn't matter.
It's the least he can do. It is the least he can do.
But
imagine
the point is,
Jimmy Butler took 20 shots. How much points would Jimmy Butler have?
Dude.
Which, by the way, let's not even get me started on that guy.
I mean, like, I don't know where he was. I don't know what happened.
Oh, Jesus
I don't know what
Christ,
happened.
Dude.
I don't know what happened. I don't want... I don't know what happened.
You've been talking. Wait, you're the one. Is it time yet? Is it time yet?
I thought it was time.
No, I thought it was time.
Yeah, it's vacation time, dude.
Maybe the time is a little bit. You know, sometimes in a leap year, it throws things off. You know.
Okay, by a day, you clown. Not 3 months.
Vacation time.
He's got to enjoy some tennis, and sometimes it's very hot out there.
Oh, is it?
You deemed it Jimmy time after Christmas.
Well, technically, he deemed it Jimmy time.
He deemed it Jimmy time.
He said it's that time.
Okay, that was 3 months ago.
What do you want me to do? No, I can't help his tummy issues.
Wait. You're the one that starts to show off MVP. Then he doesn't play for the next three games.
It's been disappointing.
When is it? I'm asking you, when is it Jimmy time? Because I was told by you and whoever.
Jimmy Butler. You were told by Jimmy Butler.
I didn't have the guts that I was.
You don't have the guts.
Okay. Then when's Jimmy time?
I don't know. I don't know where he was. He was watching tennis and then he was sick.
Okay.
I was supposed to control the BGs?
No, but again, for a guy who was absolutely sure that it was Jimmy time. I'm asking you, when is Jimmy time? Because right now they're in a dogfight.
Okay.
I can't make this game because my tummy hurts.
Oh, no. Didn't he have a tennis friend there sitting courtside?
I seem to have the bubble guts. Somebody please give me some Pepto. Or I'll sit my ass at the end of the bench and shut up. I left Neymar watching. Heywood Highsmith.
Heywood Highsmith, though, huh?
Oh, good game.
What a revolution.
Look at that, dude.
Hey, you're still avoiding the question.
I'm not avoiding the question. I don't know. Yeah, I'm answering your question. I don't know. I thought it was time.
So is it okay to look at this team for what they are?
No, because you said the same thing last year. Like, it's over when it's over.
And here. If I see this inconsistent play,
but you,
I will say it again.
Okay, but you'd have to acknowledge, Leroy. I get what you're saying, but the bigger difference between this year and last year, by the end of the year, they were healthy and still inconsistent.
Yeah.
They got four rotation guys out.
But again, all of my comments about this team took all of this into account.
Nah, come on.
It.
You thought Duncan Robinson was going to have a broken disc?
No. But I did say this. I said, I don't know who's playing, when they're going to play, when they get back, how it's going to all come together. So I have questions.
I get it. If your questions
that means I have no guts.
If your question,
why would we have these questions?
If your question is like, do I think they're going to be healthy? I hope. I don't know. I hope so.
But so my comments were based on these.
Nah, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
You're saying inconsistencies. I think you mean them as a performance as a whole.
No.
They've had a different starting lineup in half their games.
I have said, okay, there's guys out. When they're going to come back? How long is it going to take them to get back into the flow? I have questions. I said those exact words.
It's not about.
I did.
Well, hold on. It's not about flow, though. Like, they don't even have the opportunity to get into a flow.
My point exactly.
I don't know. Does Duncan Robinson? He just needs to break a sweat.
Okay. Oh, okay. And it's just going to come. It's going to all.
Duncan Robinson's arguably been the third best player. So you're going into last night with the other your two top players. Bam Adebayo has to do everything.
Yes. And by the way,
you're starting Patty Mill.
If somebody says anything negative about Bam, I'm going to punch you in the face because that dude does everything and every night.
Dude was trying so hard yesterday and stupid right. Steph Curry hits a three right in his face. He's like, oh none of you going to stop him?
Are you hitting the frog juice early?
Yeah. I'm just glad that we're able to come to the conclusion that this wasn't my fault. This is Jimmy Butler's fault for sure. And how the hell do you score 17 in a fourth quarter? Grow up, Pete.
What could you possibly have done in a tennis game that got you that sick?
What? In 24 hours?
Did he eat a taco?
I don't know.
With bad jalapenos?
I don't know. What, did he get sunstroke? Isn't there a canopy there?
Hey. That don't happen to black folks. We used to the sun.
Makes sense. Or you get out of there when you realize too hot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that too. That too. So I'm not saying that the Heat don't have the talent to do it or the gumption or the culture or whatever. But I am saying that with what I'm seeing right now, I got questions. I got questions about their health, about their ability to play four quarters, right? I just do. I don't know, like, and you can put whatever twist you want on that as to what it means, but that's the reality. Do I want the Heat to win? Hell yeah.
Nobody's saying you don't want the Heat to win. I know you're a Heat lifer. You're wearing a Chris Bosh shirt right now.
Right, exactly.
How deep is your bench?
Maybe he had to go home because he wouldn't go at the Miami Open.
I don't know.
I wouldn't. I call smoke. Spo. I might miss shoot around. I got to make a run. Let's
see. Jimmy, are you there?
I'm not going to make it.
What happened, man?
Tacos.
Tacos and big face.
So what do we do now? I'm not gonna say nothing. You tell me what's gonna happen.
I mean, we wait till Friday. We beat Joe Cronin's team, and then we try and beat the Wizards and make up for that embarrassment that we had a couple weeks ago. You know,
like I don't think the guys don't want to win. I can't. For the life of me, I can't explain how a team could look so competitive and then score 17 points in a quarter.
I can. Their leading scorer was Haywood Highsmith in the first half. He averages 4 points for his career.
I mean, but that's the way he've always done things.
I know. I understand.
Like you can't.
The real answer to it is they don't have anybody of these bodies who is a good shooter other than allegedly Cole Swider in the G League. Right. None of these guys have a other than Patty Mills, which.
Whew. I mean, whew. Can I just say there's to a certain extent, if he was shooting the ball great, he would have still been where he was.
Well, he's...
I mean, is that not reality?
I mean, yeah,
I'm not saying he can't play, and I'm not saying he can't contribute, but I'm saying if he was lighting it up like we needed him to light it up last night, he would have still been on the team that he was optioned out of.
G'day, everyone.
Oh, thanks, Patty.
G'day. it would have been a better day if, you know.
The basketball says that, so it leaves his hand. G'day.
G'day, everyone. So
I feel bad for Bam.
Me too.
Because the effort that he has to put forth just to keep the team close is nothing short of miraculous.
Not to mention, and he took a clothesline to the back of his head yesterday.
How is that not a flagrant?
No idea. Spo was pissed about it.
I mean, so, we regroup, get ready for Friday, and the only difference between today and Friday is there's 2 days. And hopefully they play another game before, you know.
They supposedly have a practice on Thursday if they have the bodies for it.
I mean, who are they going to play against? Karan?
Yeah, like, the coaches.
Right. I mean, it's torture. It's torture, and it's torture for this reason. Because you'll watch the first half, and you'll say, okay, we're in this. We got a feel. We got a little groove going. Everybody's doing something. Nobody's doing anything great, but everybody's doing something to keep, you know, heat culture, baby, heat culture. And then – you know, they're going to have that stretch in every game where nobody can make a bucket.
Yep.
They don't have a go-to guy. They don't have a guy who can shoot a three. So everybody packs in the paint and just beats up on Bam. And it is torture to watch.
He missed my goal yesterday. I wanted him to shoot 5 threes, but he got to 3 attempts. I like it.
Fire
away.
I mean, he's probably saying, oh, now I got to shoot threes. Anybody make a three?
Yeah, guard Steph Curry, shoot some threes, get everybody involved, be the point guard. And all right, Patty Mills, you break. Sorry, Mike.
I mean, Jovi.
G'day, everyone.
Shot a ball that didn't hit the arena.
Nope. Rozier had one of those, too.
I thought it was tipped. Oof. I'm like, wow.
Woo!
You missed the whole gym. So I don't know, like, man, frustrating. It's not frustrating that they lost. It's frustrating, like Marco said, 17 points. The game was close, and it just seemed like they were playing with you.
Also, it was Marcos's fault.
Yeah, it was Marcos's fault. Marcos, you're not supposed to mess with, you know what happens when you say stuff like that.
Decent game. Is it
your fault?
4 months, dude. Jeez.
By the way, this Draymond Green's allowed to do whatever he wants on the court.
Oh,
huh?
You know what? That's
he could just like he's allowed to just he can just strangle people. I mean, really, I'll give Patty Mills a hard time, but it's hard to focus on the game when you don't know if a rear naked choke is coming at any point.
It's true, dude. Do whatever he wants.
I didn't know if I was watching a basketball game or a UFC fight.
He's like, going, like they go to review it. I'm like, oh great, they're reviewing a flagrant foul. No, sorry, that bucket. They came like completely changed on that play because it was like Bam Adebayo hits this bucket, and you're like, oh man, we're getting that and the foul. They go, I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be a flagrant. Nope, sorry, foul, common foul, and you don't get the points.
What? Yeah, and it was on the floor.
What? He strangled him.
He strangled him, dude. He actually strangled him.
What?
I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
No minus one here. G'day, everyone. I'm Patty Mills of your Miami Heat. You're listening to Tobin and Leroy on the home of your favorite basketball team, AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You should be playing.
Yeah! Jimmy Butler had the BGs last night. Couldn't play. Couldn't play, so we lost to Clay. I will say, though, Marcus, you will like, if you did see Klay Thompson yesterday,
yeah,
very much the which one was the least famous BG?
Oh, okay.
Because like that's how it feels like. Because every man, I will say, I don't get. You know, Leroy always tells me, he tries to teach me lessons. He's like, you got to appreciate greatness. And I don't do that, I think, enough. I think that's fair. I like to just live in my narrative world and lash out.
Yeah.
This Steph Curry is hypnotizing. It's impossible. He's a magician.
Every time he comes to the arena,
he's a magician.
You are glued on him.
You
go early, and you're glued on him.
You're glued. The whole thing is a show and a spectacle, and everybody's there to see him. And you know what? I think the thing that's coolest about him, obviously that's happening in every city that he plays at, and he's a show pony. Like, he loves it. He goes out there and he puts on the show for the people. They go and see his cool little drills. He's doing tricks. They're all so excited to see him. He's like, he's doing half court shots. He's doing soccer tricks. You know, he's just doing it all. And like, the whole, you know, lower bowl is just excited to go see this guy in action, the best shooter we've ever seen. And it's insane. Like, it's just Leroy. The thing that was crazy about it yesterday was, you know,
why is he shooting all those 2-pointers?
Oh, this is just the start. You know, a little warm. You got to act like you're going to, you know, maybe I'll need it every now and then, even though, you know, he's going bomb skis.
Does he miss?
Well, I maybe made this edit look good, but, you know. but I will say, not much.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss much. He doesn't.
It's amazing, isn't it?
He doesn't miss much. He's like, look at it. He's like a sea lion. Hits the ball off his head, goes and shoots, half court.
Easy.
Pink.
Wow.
You know, I don't see, like, he's the only guy. Like, who do you see practice half court shots? He's like,
you know what's crazy?
The people want
to
see it.
People go see Steph like when you used to go watch the home run guys hit home runs in pregame and warm ups.
And you're just dazzled by it. You'll just sit there and be like, I've been sitting here for 8 minutes just watching this nonstop. Yup. But the thing that was crazy, so he goes out and he does the whole show. Then he signs a ton of autographs for all the Warriors fans that are there. For a guy of his stature to do that before a game was cool. And then I left it. It was a very late post game last night because Spo took a while to come talk to us. You know, probably sulking with, he's like, Patty Mills. What was I thinking? So he comes in, he speaks to the media, the players come, and Bam and Haywood. So we get out there. I mean, if I left the building 11:30 for a 7:30 game, that was pretty late. And dude, that player bus, surrounded by people just chanting Curry, Curry, Curry. He is a rock star.
Damn.
I don't see that for LeBron. I mean, I know LeBron is loved, but I do not see that.
I think people love LeBron and his talent, but there's a lot of people who have attacked LeBron for whatever reason, right? He's more, I would say he's more polarizing than Steph in that you have both sides of the LeBron story, because like Steph is known as the greatest shooter ever, period. There's no argument. There's no, what about this guy? What about, no, he's it. Whereas LeBron, every time you mention LeBron, you mention two or three other players. And so it becomes an argument instead of just what you get with Steph.
Shmina wants to know, did I curse out all the bastard kids wearing curry jerseys? No, they gave me middle fingers as I walked back.
Oh, wow. He said, take some of this, Tobin.
Is this your bum? Curry the goat.
Barely played, man, on a minutes restriction because of how much of obviously you see it from the fan base. The organization's looking at him like, once this guy goes, what the hell are the Warriors?
Yeah, there were like two demoralizing plays though that he had, because there was one where Draymond Green looked like he shot a bowling ball and it bounced right back to the Warriors, and then they kicked it out to Curry from 30 and he just went swish. I was like, oh, come on.
That's just it, man. Like wherever he is on the court is open season.
What is that? What is he doing? So anyway, it is a cool thing to see.
Like, you know what's crazy to me? I always think about this, and I tell people this all the time, how different football is than basketball. Because when you watch guys shoot, when we go watch either at practice or in pregame, they hardly miss. So a guy shooting threes might make 75-80% of them, right? And then you get into game time and live situations. If he makes 40%, you're standing, giving him a standing up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not like that in football.
Nah.
Football, you if a ball's thrown, and you better catch it. You better do, you know, everything 100% and be accurate all the time.
Listen,
and it's amazing.
Tua makes 6 out of 10 throws. This guy wants to get rid of him for some rookie. Are you going to be glued to your set to watch Michael Penix's pro day today, Frog Boy?
Is he going to run the 40? You know, I got to see.
I don't know. I don't know
how mobile he is, you know?
He's going to be on NFL Network today just watching pro days of guys. I think Tally is pro days today.
Yeah, I got
to see. He did not get an invite to the combine. So
I got to watch that one, actually. I do. Because if he does something surprisingly well, and that somehow fuels my argument even more, that'll be great. But I haven't heard great things.
You think the Dolphins send a rep to Maryland Pro Day?
No.
I think they'll send me. I'm an insider. That's good enough, right?
Really?
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. You guys can get on the show. We're on Miami 560 WQM, YouTube, and Twitch. Danny Green is going to join the show today. Yes, ooh. That of three-time NBA champion, beat the Heat twice in the finals.
Wow. And
did lose to him, too, in a very famous finals, too, in 2013. One with Patty Mills.
Yep.
On the Spurs.
He was also known as a D&3 guy.
Yeah, he is the new Odyssey NBA insider. So he is going to hop on the show. We'll talk with Danny Green a little later on today in the show, around 12:30. And more shenanigans to get to. We got Rats Off a Ship later on in the show, a mixed bag, and still another pair of Heat Knicks tickets to give away for next Tuesday's big time matchup. Take a break. Back after this.
Tienes estilo para llamar mi atención. Me tiras dardos para directo al corazón.
Shakira?
It is indeed. Hoping I can make
it. You know, J-Fig lashed out at her last year and said that she was the jinx. But I saw a stat today perusing Heat Twitter. No idea if it's real or not. But apparently the Heat, 0-4 with Neymar in the building.
Whoa.
So let's give the business to Neymar the same way we did to Shakira, J-Fig.
Dang. Keep that same energy, Figgy.
Think that's letting you know. Neymar, apparently, he's the mush. Wow. Which, by the way, I mean, look, if you're Jimmy Butler and you sit at home yesterday, sick, if he is watching the game, he can't feel good to watch, you know, Neymar hobnobbing with the Warriors after the game. Should have been you.
Should have been you, dude.
I had
a similar situation, you know. I was it was all sixth grade. I remember like it was yesterday. Asked a girl to a Valentine's Day dance. And you know what happened to me?
What?
Last second, I got grounded. You know what she was doing? Hobnobbing with other people.
Wow.
Hobnobbing with other people, dude.
Found a new frog prince.
Look at that.
Wow.
That's what happens right. when you're sick, Jimmy. Well,
we have all them problems.
This, of course, leads to the question, what did you get grounded for?
Oh, I lied about my report card.
It's always that.
But you know,
it was always that.
You know, hey, that's back in the day when they used to send it home.
Yeah paper.
For sure.
Paper and the mail.
I don't know. So I didn't get mine.
Wait, let me guess.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Marcos, I've done this. I know how this works. You figured it wasn't going to get there till after the dance.
Oh, no. I knew that it was, so I was like, oh, I don't know. Didn't get mine for some reason. I'm the only kid in school that didn't get his report card. Yeah, one quick phone call fixed that.
I do feel a little bit bad now for kids because with my daughter, and I'm sure Leroy's as well, online. It's like it's almost like your daily fantasy team. You can check your kid's grades. Like it's if your kid misses a homework, you could find out, like, hey, what happened here?
Yeah.
So, you know, because my daughter's a little bit like Jimmy Butler in that, you know, she sometimes she's coasting. She's like, you know, give it a good couple of weeks there. You know, I'm not feeling these projects right now.
Okay.
But, you know, back in the day, you used to be able to still rally and used to have, you know, finals Sophia. But instead, no, you're getting badgered about every homework and every assignment. You know, it's tougher these days.
Damn it, dude. Damn the analytics.
You want to know how my childhood went?
Hmm.
From the 9th to the 12th grade, and never did a project.
What?
What?
Yeah, because when I was in the 10th grade, I had to work. And when I was in the 9th grade, my dad's like, I ain't spending no money on no extra little tidbits. If your teacher got a problem, tell him come see me. I tell him, he'll say, I'll show how the real world work.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous these days. My my daughter's last project from this, I'm going to tell you something. It's school time, right? No one's listening. This drama teacher,
okay? Yeah.
Appropriate subject that she's teaching.
Whoa, right? Okay.
Because this lady is, I mean, drama to the nines. Because, like, she sent home. She's like, not a good enough sewing project. I'm like, I'm sorry.
What?
I missed the part where in sixth grade you needed to be a seamstress. What are you having these kids do costume design for the eighth graders?
What an antiquated like skills you want. Your pig Latin isn't up to snuff.
Oh, sorry. This didn't really reach her potential as a sewer. Like I was unaware that this was even going on in drama class. I thought that you guys were rolling off some Romeo and Juliet lines.
Yeah, no. Instead, you're prepping for the Met Gala.
So wait. So I didn't know how this played out.
I mean, it hasn't played out yet. This just happened yesterday. We're like, what? Like, yeah, you know, she needs to do it again. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that she's using the sixth graders just for costume design.
Is this child labor, dude? Does she have a merch line?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Holy smokes. A seamstress, huh?
I don't know, man. It was something.
Why is that a drama?
I don't know. They got to make costumes, I guess.
You're making your own costumes?
Yeah. I guess. Say, just do what everybody else does. Go to Amazon.
Jeez, lady. Cool it.
Got plenty of frog outfits on there.
Hey.
Oh, man. Last night, the Lakers beat the Bucks in double overtime. No LeBron yesterday.
But I got to tell you, this has been a crazy stretch for Anthony Davis. Not only has he been playing, but he hasn't been hurt, and he's been balling.
I know.
And wait, who's – you know who else been balling? That intangible for Golden State with the headband.
Oh, yeah. Pajemski.
Yeah. Yikes.
Oh, Marcos was mocking him yesterday for replacing Klay Thompson.
Yeah. Not a good game from him, huh?
And no, then what about wait, and then I remember you saying something about old boy that for the Lakers.
Who, Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah, Reeves had a good one last night.
Triple double.
Reeves had a good one yesterday.
I think you guys ought to keep your bullet points in your pocket.
Nah, you know, I'm going to keep firing.
Shooter,
it wouldn't be me if I couldn't keep firing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be me. But well, I am.
Marcos is just going after one guy.
Yeah.
And I've been right, guys. I was ahead of the curve on this. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, you were really? Right, but now you're not.
He had one good game, dude. 20 shots. Jesus Christ. Just shooting.
Dude, I don't think
storm.
You understand how basketball works.
Yeah, it does.
That's over a point a shot.
That's horrible, though. That's not a good average.
No, it's not.
Marcos, no, it's not.
You get 2 points per shot. Imagine that. At the bare minimum, you get 2 points per shot.
What do you think the league lead is? What, 1 point?
Marcos, only a third. Marcos, only a third of his shots are 2-pointers.
6 for 14 is not a great game.
It's not a great game. I would kill for somebody on the Heat to hit 6 3-pointers right now.
No one's shooting 14.
I would
6 for 14. What is that, 40-something percent?
Dude, Leroy, do you know when is the last time somebody hit 6 3-pointers for the Heat in a game?
Dunks, like last week.
Like, look at that. Dude. Look at that, dude.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I miss him.
He's been out.
I know.
Spine.
Step up, Swider.
Wait, you say Dunks has a fractured vertebrae?
Yeah.
Something. What did you read the other day? You read it. It was like a
spinal
fractured vertebrae.
I didn't say fractured. I just said you said something was going on with a disc, and that made me very nervous.
Yeah.
Made me very nervous to hear that.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy yesterday. I mean, you know, the news.
I mean, guys are like you see Dunks on the sideline. He could barely sit down.
Yep.
And all Jimmy got is bubble guts.
I mean, what are you gonna do? Have him on the bench on a bowl?
No, you just put him on the end of the bench, and then you gotta go.
Today at the Miami Open, was it something that turned after that he informed the team, or this morning, and sort of what level of illness are we dealing with another game on Friday?
Yeah, he's sick. He doesn't feel well at all today. So we'll evaluate him tomorrow, see how he feels.
Can I translate that? Because Spo seemed kind of blunt to the point. Saying, hell, I left him. He was healthy. He went for some lunch and came back, and now we got the bubble guts. Let's see what's going on Friday.
What do you do to evaluate him? You think Spo knocks on the door with some chicken soup? He goes, hey, Jimmy.
No.
Hey, buddy. I brought some.
You'd probably go to the door like I would. Hey. The people want to know, is it Jimmy time yet? You know, we only got 10 games left. Is it Jimmy time? Because I got to tell you, the playing sucks.
Jimmy, you going to be ready for that Knicks game on Tuesday? He's like looking, he goes, quarterfinals that day of the Miami Open.
Oh, okay. Great. We got to revolve everything around
the table. Can I just tell you, there's certain events that I never could get a grasp of, but then I saw him live, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is IndyCar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is amazing live, because you can't realize, how fast they go and how loud it is doesn't do them justice if you ain't there. The other thing is hockey. TV does not do hockey justice, and I don't know how you can fix that, but a live hockey game is so much more exciting than just turn on TV. And soccer is another one of those things that the crowd and everybody into it changes the dynamic of what you think of that, because there's not a whole bunch of scoring.
D. Matthews says, you got to have Gogi. He goes, you all right, Blatte? You're like, listen, you don't want Gogi around your sickness. He'll blow the lid off of it. He'll give you all the deets.
Oh, yeah.
If you're trying. But it generally does have to. I'm sure the Heat are. I'm sure Pat Riley gets that news yesterday. He goes, and I'm not claiming Jimmy Butler's faking sick. Just
no,
to be
I'm not
clear,
either. I'm
or
just
that
saying.
He's hungover, but I'm sure they're just like, come on, man. Like.
Dude, I can't imagine. I'm just trying to think. And basketball is different because that money's all guaranteed. And the stars, you know, you treat the stars differently. But football, I can't imagine going into a game with your playoff lives on the line and going, Coach, Bill, Danny, I'm out. I got the bubble guts. It just like baseball's like baseball's like that too. Baseball, like the smallest of things, right?
Look,
I had to cut a hole in my shoe to play because my toe was throbbing so much, and you just put a pad on it and cut a hole and let it swell up outside your foot, outside your shoe.
Look, we're gonna find out with this team.
We've been finding out. We were supposed to find out in January.
Get to my point. I was not going that point. All right, relax.
Fine. Tired of hearing
LeBron. Not going that way, but
got 10 games left.
Let's say your concerns are legit, Leroy. And
they are.
Hold on. Let's say what happened. Your fears come to fruition, and they get bounced in the play-in, or the first round, or the second round. Quite frankly, because they've been to the. If this team gets bounced in the second round, I don't even care if it's to Boston. Like, at one point, do you look at it and be like, something has to change? Something. Okay. You can't go regular season after regular season, roll of the dice who's going to be out there with Bam.
Here's the problem, right? And you're to blame with this too. When we visited that last offseason, you didn't want to get rid of anybody.
That's not true.
You get the hell out of
here. That's not true. I would have given up anybody for Dame.
No, except Bam, Jimmy, or...
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's
except
it.
Except Bam and Jimmy. Wait. I think Smith of Spoke said that Tyler is intangible. Who's the other guy who used to always be hurt that we drafted in the first round?
Winslow?
Justice Winslow.
He's not wrong. I saw a stat the other day. I think it was that Tyler Hero... I think the last five seasons of Tyler Hero's career, basically, he's played seven less games than Joel Embiid. And Joel missed a lot of time.
And what year is this for Joel, though?
Well, over that time, over that span.
Oh, wow. Does that whole first year count?
Huh?
For Joel Embiid.
I'm talking about not their first 5 years of their career. I'm saying from the last time Tyler Hero got in the league, the last 5 years. That so you think of Joel Embiid as an injury prone and he misses a lot of games.
Right.
And Tyler's missed more.
Right. Well, I said that about Lamar Jackson, but Frog Boy didn't want to hear that in Tua.
Playoff victories.
He's got one.
Joel Embiid, MVPs. See, you see there's a difference.
I'm just saying, no.
He's never been to the conference finals.
No. Yeah. But here's the deal with Lamar.
Better player though.
But you keep changing what you're basing that off of.
No, you keep changing it.
No, I don't. Because you base it off of success in the big moments.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And as of right now, Lamar Jackson has won.
Playoff victory?
Oh, here's the stat, by the way. It was games missed the last 5 years. It was Tyler Hero 102. Joel Embiid 109. So, samesies, dude.
Right. Oof. I got
you. Take a break.
Same thing with Tua and Lamar.
Take a break. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.